track six, and now we're back to news stories. MP calls on government to commit to funding rail resilience. The government has been warned not to take its eyes off a long-term project to make South Devon Railways Link more resilient to bad weather. In February 2014, a storm smashed through the sea defences at Dawlish and left Devon's main railway line dangling in mid-air. It was closed for weeks as Network Rail made repairs. Since then, a new sea defence system has been built and work continues to protect the railway line, which runs along the water's edge from Dawlish Warren to Tynmouth. Responding to the recent budget, Newton Abbott Liberal Democrat MP Martin Wrigley said there was nothing in it for Devon's essential transport. He said, "Not even mentioned in the budget was the completion of the Dawlish Rail Resilience Project, which is key to connecting the South West. Without funding, the design team will soon be redeployed and all the progress to date will be lost. This project will cost millions more if it is not done now, and I urge the Minister to meet us to get it funded. Growth in the economy in Devon and Cornwall is heavily dependent on fast, reliable train services, and we saw what happened with Dawlish." He went on to welcome increased spending on social housing, but warned that the budget had not gone far enough. He said, "The broken housing market is failing Newton Abbott, and the proposed changes to the planning rules are insufficient to fix it. Homes are unreachable for too many families. People are being denied the right to a safe and secure place to call home."
Big pesticide collection is declared a success. A pesticide collection scheme in Newton Abbott has been declared a success by its organisers. The Big Bradley Pesticide Collection took place in October, and Anita Gorse from Green Futures said, "After several months of planning and publicity, we achieved our goal of removing potentially harmful pesticide containers from our local community and raised awareness of the need to go pesticide-free to conserve our own health and the health of our surrounding ecosystems for future generations. We want to thank all the local organisations, groups and individuals who have helped with the first collection of this kind in the UK. It's a real milestone for creating a more sustainable future for all of us." With the help of the Teignbridge District Council, TDC, 167 unwanted pesticide containers were collected from households across Bradley Ward. Councillor Peter Williams, Executive Member for Recycling, Household Waste and Environmental Health, said, "We are very proud to have been able to show that we as a local council can respond to what is clearly an emerging need as people across our community reduce their use of garden pesticides. We will continue to work with local groups and other organisations and continue this important work." SUEZ, Suez Recycling and Recovery UK, will organise the safe disposal of the pesticides through Hazardous Waste Contractors Peak GB. The Suez Senior Site Manager, Tom Clark, said, "We are committed to helping local people across Newton Abbott to access recycling services. Dealing with unwanted garden pesticides is definitely becoming a more urgent requirement as people shift towards chemical-free approaches for managing their gardens, so we're very happy to have enabled this to happen in Bradley." The Big Bradley Pesticide Collection was part of the wider Pesticide Free Bradley initiative, which has been primarily funded by the Devon Environment Foundation. DEF's chief executive said enabling Green Futures to develop their ideas for engaging local people in pesticide reduction initiatives just shows what community groups can achieve when they're given the support that they are asking for and everyone works together towards the shared goal. "We hope that this is just the start of a much wider grassroots movement across the whole of Devon to go pesticide free." Devon County Councillor and Bradley resident, Councillor Phil Bullivant, also provided financial support for the initiative from his locality budget. "This is about local people working together to create safer and healthier environments for the future generations." Green Futures has consistently been co-funded by Newton Abbott Town Council, and the active role of local town councillors in the Bradley community has been essential to the success of the pesticide collection. Chairman of the Town Council's Community and Heritage Committee, Councillor Louise Cook, expressed her support. To see this initiative go from an idea to an organised operation through widespread partnership of local people and organisations is really encouraging, she said.
Flood hit school pupils back on home ground. Children from Kenton School have moved into new temporary classrooms while plans for a brand new multi-million pound school take shape. The youngsters were forced to move out of the village school after it was devastated by flooding last year. After a year being taught in temporary accommodation at the Hope Centre in Dawlish, the school moved to a new base at Powderham Castle. But now the children are back on home turf in a temporary setup in their old school's playing fields. A school spokesman said, "It's been a fantastic first day at our wonderful new school site." During the summer, the school triumphed in the Dawlish Library Summer Reading Challenge. Enthusiastic readers embraced the joy of reading over the holidays to top the library challenge. It's been a year of turmoil for staff and children at the small school, but the latest move is a welcome return to the village and closer to their homes until their permanent school is built. In September, it was announced a brand new school is to replace the flood-hit building through funding secured from the school's funding programme. This will be for 105 children and a preschool. Executive head teacher Lorraine Curry said she was deeply grateful for the funding. She added, "This is not just an investment in bricks and mortar, it's an investment in the future of our children and the entire Kenton community. We've been through a challenging time, but this symbolises hope and resilience." The plan is to build a small school similar to the existing school and to maximise assets for community use. The design hasn't been finalised yet and is still open to change. The vital funding means a complete rebuild following the flooding, which caused extensive damage to the current facilities. The rebuilding programme is due to start as soon as possible. During the construction, the children will continue their education in the temporary facilities into which they've now moved, with minimal disruption to their learning, Mrs. Curry said. News of the funding agreement came after the school's positive Ofsted inspection. Despite being in temporary accommodation and having to replace resources, inspectors gave a good rating, praising school leaders, children and the community for tackling the challenges it faced.
Campaigners poised for fight over Wildlife Haven. Campaigners fighting to protect a unique wildlife haven on the outskirts of Newton Abbot will get another chance to go into battle next week. The next stage in the controversial NA3 housing development will see developers asking for permission for some of the details around the design of its public open spaces. But objectors will use it as another opportunity to highlight what they see as a risk to the wildlife of the Walborough Fen, which lies inside the NA3 boundary. Last month, after a meeting of Teignbridge Council's planning committee, at which another aspect of NA3 plan was debated, a representative from Walborough Residents Association told members the Fen was absolutely unique and a botanical treasure. Next week, the committee will be recommended to agree the latest stage of the Vistry Homes development application for public open space, green infrastructure and drainage infrastructure on one part of the site. There have been three objections to the proposals, all from the Residents Association. Council officers say the objections can be catered for by imposing strict conditions on the development. The overall Walborough-Barton scheme, approved by a planning inspector in 2021, will see 1,210 new homes being built on the rolling hills between Decoy and Ogwell.